one of the three major axes of the discussion we showed him about Davar Charif was the question of the depth of the hispashtus of the Bliya. How far will the Bliya go when the force driving the Bliya is Davar Charif plus Ducha de Sakina? We had seen there were three shittas in Rishonim. The Rashba in the Torah's Habayis had been of the opinion the most machmir, or at least sort of the most extensive, and he Rashba had been of the opinion that it's like Simon Sadi Beis, like a hot pot of liquid, and the Bliya is Bliya Bakulo. And what was his makar? So his makar had been the sugya in Avodah Zarah. The chiltas, Korot Shel Chiltas is Kulo Asa. They don't say just a little bit of it is Asa. The whole thing is Asa. So apparently you have Bliya Bakulo. That had been the Rajba's opinion. We had seen that there were other Rishonim who disagreed. There were two other opinions. On the other extreme, you have the Rush, based on Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Truma. The Rush had been that opinion. There's just a Kedei Klipa, Mamash, I think Klipa. And then there was the in-between position of Kedei Netila. The Ravid and the Ra'ah had the middle opinion, the Rashbar, when it quotes the Ravid, that said it's Kedei Netila, and the Ra'ah in the Yebeda Kabayas, attacking the Rashba, he accepts that middle opinion as well. So the Shulchan Aruch had embraced the middle opinion, the opinion of the Raiva and the Ra'ah, that the Bliya of the Davar Charif to Kedei Netila. The Rashba, in terms of the Rashba's Raya, the Rashba's a Yisid Kedei Kulo. After all, Korosh Al-Chiltas is Kulo Aser. So there had been two responses to that. Two explanations of why does a Korosh Al-Chiltas is Kulo Aser, but in some other scenario of Davar Charif, it's only going to be a Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. The first solution was offered by the Rush, and the Rush explained, Korosh Al-Chiltas, it's not that the Bliya spreads all the way across a big Chaticha. Korosh Al-Chiltas is diced. It's dak-dak. So every bit of Chiltas is within a Kedei Netila, even a Kedei Klipa of the cut, because you keep cutting. So the Rush says it's not at all comparable. Of course, if it's fully diced, then there's Bliya everywhere. If I just have one big onion and I slice it down the middle, and then you're only going to have a tzinon and cut it in half or quarter it, then you're only going to have a Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila. So that was the first test. The second test was offered by Tosus and Avodah Zarah in the sugya of Chiltas. So they say, Tosus had already raised this issue. Why isn't it a Kedei Klipa? So Tosus had already, on the one hand, presented the opinion of the Rashba. Maybe Davar Charif is different. Maybe by Davar Charif you have Bliya Bakulo. And then he said, but Shamati, B'Shem Haram, it seems to be the Maharam of Wittenberg, that Chiltas is different. This is Teretz number two. Maybe Chiltas is cool, not because it's Dak Dak, because Chiltas is super sharp. This is the source of the idea that there are different levels of Davar Charif. Chiltas is super sharp, so Chiltas is Bliya Bakulo. But any other Davar Charif, Sinon, is more mild, enough to cause Bliya, but not enough to cause Bliya Bakulo. So that plays out in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch had said Kedei Netila. They look at the Ramah and say, if Aleph, so he says, number one, Im Chatachan Dak Dak Tarach L'Shayar Shishim Kedei Kolatzno. First, he gives the Rush's terrors. Yeah, of course. If it's dak dak, even the Rush agrees that if it's finely diced, then it's all gonna be fleshic, unless you have shishim in the whole tzinon against the volume of the blade. Point number one. Point number two, the Ramah goes on to say, Shulchan Aruch had said, Kedei Netila, the Shulchan Aruch had paskin, that if you're only making a few cuts, like the Ravid and the Ra'ah, the middle position, Kedei Netila, Yesh Omer, Ramah goes on to say, Shimchot Achson, B'sakan Shal Yisr Kulo Aser, but there are those who say, that it's all, that by Davar Charev it is Bliya Bekuli. Tell you that's the Rashba and the Ran. And the truth is, that's the first opinion in Tosis and Avodah Zarah. And he says two cases. Number one, Chatech Tzon Besakin Shal Isur Kolaser. If a treifa knife, it's going to treif up the entire vegetable, Bliya Bekulo, and Bechenim Chatech Besakin Shal Basar, Asur Kula Bechol. If the question of milk is Lefleishik, the same is going to be true. So the Ramah says, look, the Mechaber took the middle opinion there, the Raiv and the Ra'al, Kedin Atila, but number one, even according to Raiv and Ra'al, even according to Rush, as a matter of fact, it's Kedin Klipa. If it's Dak Dak, then there's Bliya Bekulo. And number two, the Rosh is of the opinion, there's always Bliya Bekulo, and the Chay Nog and the Chatchila. And the Ramah says, that's what we should do. That's what we should do, Lechatchila. B'di'avad, ain less harakadei natila. The Ramah sounds like he says, Mi'ikir adin, we hold like the Raiv and the Ra'ah. Mi'ikir adin, we hold as the Shulchan Aruch did. But Lechatchila, one should be machmir for the position of the Rashba in the first Teretz and Tosis.
What does b'di'evet mean? It means b'di'evet, yeah. You already cut it and it got mixed up, and the question is, do you need shishim k'neged tila or shishim k'neged kula?
So that's a good question. Well, what does b'di'evet mean? So b'di'evet versus l'chatchila means a few different things. Now we'll take a look at the shachins of Katnia. Actually, let's first take a look at the end of the Ramah. Let's skip to the end of the Ramah. The makom shein nimtza liknos raka chatuchim besakim. Nohagin liknos. Olahate aydei netilas makom. So a case where all of the radishes, all the tzinonos are for sale in your area are pre-cut. Sometimes you go to the fruits and vegetable store and they already, some of the vegetables are already cut. So if the celery is already cut, okay, the celery is not required. But let's say it's scallion which is already cut. All the only scallions that they're selling are pre-cut. Or in the Ramah scenario, the only radishes for sale are pre-cut. So he says, if all that they have are tzinonos that were cut with a knife, so the minhag is you can buy it, and ulahata dinatil smakam. All you have to do is cut off the first inch. You don't have to machmir to say that it's kulo asa. Yeah.
These things thick enough that you can cut off an inch and there's something left.
Yeah, apparently. Well, let's think for a moment about scallion. So if they cut the ends, so it's a long scallion. So you'll cut off another inch of length.
They just cut the ends off, not the lengthwise.
Right. If it's cut lengthwise, then there's going to be nothing left. Correct. Lengthwise, there's going to be nothing left. Or if you have the Ramah's example is a radish. So the radish could be small, the radish could be big. If the whole radish is only an inch or two wide, obviously, then it teals everything. But if it's a big radish, it's come in many sizes and shapes. If it's a big radish, and they cut off the leafy end, they cut it into the radish itself, but they just cut the leafy end. That's what the Ramah from before said. Kol zem chatach hatznon atzma, em chatach hayerek shalatzma ein lachosh. The greens, the leaves, the stalk of the tznon is mild. But if they actually cut into the flesh of the tzinon itself with a knife, so then you can be mekel based on netilas makom. Why are you being mekel based on netilas makom? Because we're treating that as b'di'evet. You take a look at the shach there in Sifkat and Tezvav. But makom shenim tzeluknos achein, I have to look at chila, aser kula. So one type of b'di'evet, this is all that you have access to. So you could choose to just not eat radish. And let's say I have a radish and I cut it with a knife.
Somebody bought it and then it's a different story. If you bought it by accident, then it's been the end.
No, the chatchila means I have choices. In this case, we'll go back to see the shach earlier. In this case, that is, if I have cut radishes and uncut radishes, so then I don't have the right, out of respect for the Rajva and the first day in Tosas, I should choose the uncut radishes. But if all the radishes, because the Rajva in the first day in Tosas would say that the, what's it called? The Rajva in the first day in Tosas would say that the cut radishes pulo asa. But if the only radishes around are cut radishes, so then I'm not mechuyev to forego all radish, mishum kolo shel Rajva. I say, look, me'ikar adin, we follow the right and the wrong. Then, going back earlier, the shach comments, v'chei nogin l'chatchila, v'siv kat yud, v'yimim l'chatchila b'dyevet. B'dyevet doesn't just mean these are only radishes available. A real b'dyevet, classical b'dyevet, it says, v'chei nogin l'chatchila, it says the shach kat yud, pirish, b'yim v'sakim shal basa, b'yim v'sakim shal goy, v'yim l'chatchila le'asar kula. Regardless of whether it's we're dealing with a fleshic parv issue, we're dealing with a treif kosher issue, the chachil you should treat it as kulo treif or kulo fleshic. Achim ashma taras chatas uvesimane taras chatas. So, okay, that's what the Rav Ramaz independent say for Allah Taras Chatas, that's what it sounds like. It's what we vidyaved. Vidyaved would be nizbashel. I chopped it up, and then I cooked it with other food. So now it's a question of not just fishing out the radish, but I put the radish into chalons. So what am I going to do with the rest of the chalon? So at that point, Eino Tzarech L'Shar Rakin Yigdein Tila. And so then I'm going to fish out all the pieces of radish. But in terms of Bittabal Shishim, I only need Shishim connected to Yigdein Tila Shabal, not connected the entire radish. In a scenario, let's say, where we're the Sakin Shal Yisur, I'm going to say Chanan. So that's the way the Shach presents it. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Rukiv Eger is not so happy with it. Rukiv Eger says, what do you mean? That's called the chatchila? I have the radish and I cut the radish. I cut the radish once, so the chatchila, I'm going to treat it all as flesh or trash. But if I already cooked something else, b'dyevet means when it was... The effort means when I have to figure out how much blia gave to everything else. So the Kiveger, see if you have the my edition, is Oskas, if not it's just Diamasa Nogan. He says the Minchas Yaakov, who is I believe if I remember correctly, a Perish on the Torah, Ramaz Torah's Chatas, the Minchas Yaakov is not happy. Minchas Yaakov hissing, the Chatchila Asr means Sakin Shal Basar, Efshar Lechel Atznon Bolo Chalav. V'sakin shal iser l'knosa l'chadchila hata adei netila heicha d'nimza l'knos achem. He says if I have a tzanon and I cut it with a fleshic knife, that's l'chadchila should follow the Rajva. Because what does that mean? Let's say I follow the Rajva. So what am I going to do with my tzanon?
Eat it plain.
Eat it burnt. Okay, so don't serve it with a salad on a milk plate. Serve it salad, flesh it on a parm. But he says, but the shach said the Taras Chatas equates sakan shalisa sakan shalisa. Says why? That's not lechatchila. That's b'dyeved. You cut it with a tray for knife. Then I'm going to throw it all out. That's not how you call that lechatchila. That's after the fact. Once it's cut, it's by death. Right again, Neuber will often point out the diavad. literally means besha asa, means after the fact. Lechatchila means lechatchila, before the fact. Once it's cut, lechor, it's there. Once it's cut, it's b'di'evet, literally. It's been cut already. Narvasi says, look, if it's merely a question of fleshik or parer, so I can still call that lechatchila because you have the option to consume it in a non-problematic way. Eat it parer. This is the Yaakov says, and that's what the Kidari exploded. How do you tell me you cut it with a tray of eggs to throw in the garbage? That's a din lechatchila. That's the b'di'evet. So to say that you have to take kedei netil, not have to have kedei klipa, yes, because we accept the right of the ikra din. We're not making like the rush, and then other second day in Tosas that kedei netil suffices. No, we demand even b'di'evet. We demand kedei netil. So you cut it with a tray for knife, you have to take with the kedei netil, but not more than that. He says, what's an example of a chatchila in the context of a treifa knife? When are we machmer for the Rajma chatchila we deal with a treifa knife? Mikhail says, that's the next shot that we just read before. Yeah, I'm in the store, and there are two types of scallion. There's the chopped, pre-chopped, and the non-pre-chopped. Yeah, then I'm going to say, that's a chatchila, because right now, I could get either one. So why should I opt for to rely on the Ravid and get the pre-cut scallion and just take off an inch if I could be machmir for the Rajba and buy the other scallion? That's totally uncut. I'll do the cutting myself. But that's a seems to be my focus between the Taras Chatas, the Ramban Taras Chatas, and Minchas Yaakov, quoted and respected by the Shach and the Kiveger, when the Ramban says we're machmir l'chatchila. And he had said explicitly, "Bein sakin shal iser, bein sakin shal basar." What's called the chatchila by the sakin shal iser? They both the Taras Chatas and the Minchas Yaakov agree that by sakin shal basar, the chatchila is even after you chop it. But the question is, by sakin shal iser, is it after you chopped it? That's the chatchila. As long as you didn't cook with anything else, throwing away the tznor is still called lechatchila. It's only to be added once the other food is on the line. Or you say no, lechatchila just means when you're in the store, you know, before you bought anything. And before we move on from this, just it's worth making one additional larger point outside the world of Dabra Karav. Another angle here, this end of the Rama, we have to go back to the middle of the Rama, which we skipped. But the end of the Rama, this notion that the Shach of Sifkan Tezvav is picking up on. More specifically, what the Shach says in Sifkan Tezvav, that when I have two choices in the store, that's called the chatchila. So that's all. That's relevant not only for this case. This is not the only case where we say the chatchila shemach and v'deva shemek. It can come for other cases as well. But there's a shita that we're a shita machmir that we're machmir for chatchila. When you're in the store, there are two options. The chatchila demands that you choose the option that doesn't get involved in the shayla. And another context we have with chatchila is ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. That's not a question of machlokas. That is the din. Anyway, that's the din the Gemara. I cannot opt to do bittul. If by accident the Easter fell in to the Hetzer, by accident the Fleishik fell into the Milchik or into the Bar, so okay, then I have to figure out do I have bittul or not. But I cannot choose to be mevatel. So what does it look like to be mevatel is in chatchila? So usually we think of, I'm going to take a little bit of tar for it's important to the big pot of soup. I'm going to take a little bit of milk, it's important to the big pot of spaghetti. Well, that's not Isser. I'll take a little bit of tarf, it's important to the big pot of soup. That's, or I'll take a little bit of fleishik, it's important to the big pot of milk. That would be a violation of Ein Va Isser Chatchila. What emerges from the comment of the Shach is there's another type of Ein Va Isser Chatchila, which is if I'm in the store and there are two products, and one is kosher based on bittul, and the other one is kosher without bittul, there's no trade for ingredients. So I cannot opt to buy the one that relies on bittul. Choosing to buy the bittul item as opposed to non-bittul item is also called lechatchila. That's what you see from this shop.
There are many aspects.
That's what you see from the shop. That's what some suggest. Again, as we mentioned in the past, Sinek Kuf Yudal, it has all the things you can buy from Nachrim on the assumption they're all kosher. But if one of them is rolling on Bittel and I have another option, then maybe I have to go with the other option. Okay. And now let's go back to another, the middle of the Ramah, which we skipped.
Why do they do this?
He raises, he brings a different global kashrus issue into Dover Charif. We already spoke about Lechatchila B'Dyeved. He talks now about suffering. Im yesh suffik im nechtach b'sakin shel iser. As linon lekula. If there's a suffik, whether or not it was cut with a sakin shel iser, you can be mekel. Wow. That's quite a statement. That's quite a bold statement. Sounds like this is an the whole idea of Davar Charif is an Isser B'Dyeved. It's pretty surprising. Let's see what he talks about. So the Shach and the Grau explain, we're talking about within certain parameters. What case does he give where you can be makel based on suffik? L'chein konim atzenonos yesh ben chatuchin or chituchin l'tzad zan vosehem. You go to the vegetable store. This is a prelude to the piece of Ramah we read before. You go to the farmer's market, and instead of selling raw radishes, the radishes have the tips cut off. So you can buy them. Why are you buying them? They're cut b'sakin shel iser. No, ki talina and shenas v'mar v'chatzina. Because we can assume, look, there's a fair chance that instead of being cut with a knife, which may have also been used for trade for food, it was cut with an axe, with a hatchet, with some sort of farming tool that's not used in the kitchen. The only thing it would be used on would be fresh fruits and vegetables, so that's a kosher knife. And that's what the end of Ramah said. If you know that these were cut by a knife, by a kitchen knife, let's say you can see that it was cut with a serrated blade, so then that's where he says you do have to assume that it was cut with a treif knife, but it's enough to do the teils makom. But again, Ramah is saying, this first piece of Ramah is saying, if you're not sure whether it was cut with a kitchen knife or the mar of a chatzin with a farming tool, so talina lakula, you can assume that it was done by Ofen Hamutter, and you can eat the entire tzimah. So why is that? Because Safek Rabbanan Lekula? But the whole idea of Davar Charif is only a Dindra Rabbanan, and I told you no such thing as Bliya by Davar Charif. So the Shach says, not so fast. And the truth is, what the Shach points out, he's really telling you, go look in the Beis Yosef. Go look in the Makar Advarim. If you don't happen to have Beis Yosef handy, the Shach tells you, Harav Kitzer Kam Kitzas. The Ramah was a little bit, he abbreviated things a little bit. He left out, the Shach is being very polite. What he's trying to say is the Ramah left out some critical factors. You look in the Hagar Sharadura, and that goes into the Hatzar Aruch, which, who had been quoted, the Beis Yosef, this, the source for this idea, the Beis Yosef quotes Hagos and Baram the Sefer Sharadura, which are according to the Maharai, I believe the Maharai is the Trumas Hadeshim. He's the source for the school about the Katsunonos. If you look in the Maharai, he's Mako based on a Svek Sveka. There are two Svekos. One Suffolk is, we're not really sure if it was cut with a knife at all or with a farming tool, the Marva Chatzin. So it may be that the item that it was cut with has no Blias Edison whatsoever. Number one. There's also a suffix number two. What's suffix number two? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he says, number one, they was cut with the Marva Chatzin. And number two, maybe we should follow the Maharam, which is really already... the two days are already quoted in Tosaf Odazara. That Eina Ben Yomo. Who says Eina Ben Yomo is also by Davar Charif? And with that had been an issue. Maram had said. The Gemara says it is. The Gemara says the Chiltus is treif, even though it's Stam Klem Shal Akum Lav Ben Yomon. The Gemara says, yeah, but the Charifos of the Chiltus is Machil L'Shvach. You remember, Tosaf raised the issue. Maram Rutenberg was of the opinion that the Tur says the Maram wasn't sure, but he at least raised the possibility that maybe it's only Chiltus. Chiltus is super sharp. Like once again with the super sharp. And the chilta is super sharp, that's why the tom spreads more. And the chilta is super sharp, that's why even en vayomo is a problem. But we're not dealing with chiltas, we're dealing with tzanot. So that's the way the Beis Yosef presents it. Number one, Safik, it wasn't done with a knife at all, Dove Mara Chatzina. Number two, he was done with a knife. The knife was probably Ein Ben Yomo. And we're not Safik in Din whether Ein Ben Yomo creates a problem by its Sinon. The way the Shach presents it, a different Sfek. Take a look inside. Sifkat Yun Beis. The Shari Du Hagor, Shari Du Hagor, Zisvet Arafik. Lo Hitim Maharai Besafik. Ela Hachrein. Specifically, Chrein, not Sinon. The Tamcha, horseradish. Why? Because not only is there a Safik Marva Chatzina, but Mitam Daharbe Poskim, Enem Osrim El Besachim Ben Yomo, and Yesh Poskim Enem Osrim El Betzno, below Bemidi Acharini. This is a new there, but we haven't seen yet. We're about to see in Siv Beis. There were Rishonim who thought that the Iser of Davar Charef only is for those vegetables which are mentioned by Chazal, which is two or three. Zanon and Silka, both in Kulin, and Chiltis in Avodah Zarah. So you have the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Okay? So then in Kain Bitz. So he says, he may even have a triple suffix. So you're going to market, and you have these tsunonos. Number one, maybe they were cut with a mar of a chatzina. The no issue. Number two, they were cut with a knife. Stam claim lab bnei elman. Some rishonim hold you can that's irrelevant if you're dealing with tsunon. And number three, if it's a chrein, there may be no div davar by chrein at all. So M. Keynes, the Shach says, he said, look, the Ramah left out critical points here. He says, it's only when you have at least one other suffix in addition to the suffix Marva Chatzina. If you know there was a Sakha Ben Yomo, and it's a Tsunon, Musupim Kotach Ba Tsunon Olo, you're just not sure whether they used the Sakha Ben Yomo or they used the Marva Chatzina. You have a chatach be vada avi aser, then kuli alma sveik alachor. That's the Shach's point. Rama is making it seem as though davar charev is a sveik lahakol. That's not true. A sveik sveika is mutter. In the world of davar charev, there are a number of moving parts. So that's important to keep in mind. If you have a sveik in mitzias, we can often be mitzarif one of these sveikos and din. Anyway, if there's an Ein Ben Yomo and it's not Chiltis, or if it's a non-certain species. And before we move on from the Sif, one more point is important to take a look at. Again, a sort of a general concept of Safik that's being expressed and applied in this particular context. Sif Katan Yud Dalet. One of the two sveikos is we're not sure whether it was cut with a knife or with a forming tool. The chasid b'taras chata shom b'shem agos yisvehet ha'arav. Shekola chatuchim shein chatuchim utzad zan vosein chatzi atznon talim b'marva chatzina. If it's cut towards the tip, the half up until the halfway mark, you can assume that perhaps it's done marva chatzina. But if it was further up, then not. Meaning, presumably what it means is at that point, it's highly unlikely. Cutting at that point, it sounds like saying cutting the tip may have been done maybe even when you were scooping it out of the ground with a tool, so you flipped off the bottom. But if it's cut near the top, that was clearly done with a knife. In other words, when you deal with Suffolk and with Sfek Sveika, you have to look for evidence. You don't close your eyes and ignore the evidence. You look at the facts you have, and look at all the clues, look at all the evidence, and then it's after you sift through all the evidence, it's still a Suffolk. Then we'll deal with it as a Suffolk. But if I have a clue, as I do, here's something I can tell by where it was cut, whether it was cut with a knife or a marble. that's not called a suffix. I have a clue. So that that resolves the issue.
And it would have a severe shalom bias issue.
And the Prima Gadon explains more. He says because the way the radishes grow, the tops are popping out of the ground. He says unlike harein, the Prima Gadon says, the harein is totally underground. So it may have been cut by a farming tool at any point because you stuck it in wherever you cut, you cut. But the tzanon, the top part, is popping. By the time you're ready to pick it, apparently it's popping out of the ground. So you never, that would never get cut by a shovel or a hoe or a farming tool. So the only time you cut by the marva chatzin is if it's the lower part that's still in the ground. Okay, so that's. So again, just to recap what we have in the Rambam, the main major point the Rambam made was that. One major point was, in terms of the question of how far does the Hispashtus HaTam go, the Shulchan Aruch had said the middle version, the middle sheet of Raibin, the Ra'al Kedai Netila. The Ramah said, B'di'evet, yes, but L'chatchila, Shimachmer for the Rajba and the first day in Tosis. B'li'ev B'kulo. What does L'chatchila mean? That was interesting, the debate. In the Shachmas Hemitaras Chatos versus the Kiveh which ended in the Nechus Yaakov, I already cut it with a tray for knife, but I haven't thrown it into any other pot. Is that still a chatchila? Throwing out the vegetable along that chatchila, that's very big deal. And the Ramban made the point with the Shach that there could be a chatchila b'dieved in the marketplace as well. I haven't even touched it yet. That the only item available is that which was caught. So then that's called b'diavad. But if there are multiple options in the market, then choosing one over the other is considered l'chatchila. And then the other issue Ahmad raised was the question of suffix. If you're not even sure that it was cut with a knife at all, and if it was cut with a knife, I have another suffix. Either it's Eina ben Yalmos, a suffix in Din, or it's not. It's one of the vegetables which is a suffix, Dabra Harif. So then I have the right to make it based on a svek svek. In that case, it's kulo mutar. I don't have to take off anything. Okay, those are two issues in Rambam. The issue of kidei kulo l'chatchila and the issue of svek svek. Now the Mechaber then in Sif Beis goes on to say the following. According to Tosfos and Chulin Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the very beginning of the Tosfos, Viraso Agav, he says you should be careful not to chop your various sharp vegetables, shuman, kreshen, betzalim, garlic, different types of onions. Don't cut it with a milchik knife, because harifi tuva, because they're very these are very pungent, very hard vegetables, garlic and onion. And if you did, then you're going to have to treat them as milchik, or unless they fall in the pot of water, you have to think about bittul. So the Mechaber says, Siv Beis, in Mechatach bo shuman ubitzal makreishin, if you chop garlic, or onions, or creation, which Tosfos also quoted, and the note here says, creation adds a fourth one, the tamcha, shikor and chrein, horseradish, v'chayot behem idvarim harifin, or other similar sharp foods, or peiros chamutzim, or very acidic fruits, or dagim aluchim, or salty fish, dinam shaveh lachatech botznam. That's equivalent to a case of radish. So that is Shulchan Aruch quoting a Tosfos.
There's a discussion in the
postgame. So it seems pretty straightforward. The Beis Yosef, take a look at the Beis Yosef, so he says, Tosfos only presents one opinion. If you look in the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot Katzar, one of the Sefer Halacha, by Tosfos, so he already presents the Machlokas. The Smak says, yes, what Tosfos said, that's Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Truma, very significant posek. Rabbein Yechiel of Paris disagreed. Rabbein Yechiel said, no, it's only tzanon, chilta, silka, only those vegetables which Chazal mentioned. We're not going to add more vegetables to the list. So it's a machlokas b'ayatosis. You continue to work your way through the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam sounds pretty clear like a made of bar. Rambam says, Devarim Harif. It's not just, it's not limited to the vegetables mentioned by Chazal. The vegetables mentioned by Chazal were examples. The Vetch's Mesha mentioned by Chazal were examples. So again, the Mechaber just presents as an open and shut case. Not surprising, it's a Tosfos. Again, multiple deus in the Baya Tosfos. But Tosfos was mentioned by the Baruch, and it's a Rambam. And not surprising that the Mechaber takes as a Dover Pashut that all sharp vegetables are the same. It should be noted, you look in the Beir Agra. So on the one hand, on the other hand, Sifkat and Yud, he says, oh, what's the source? Tosus Sham, Dirasalagap, look in Tosus. At the same time, in the Likud, which apparently, Hashefta was mentioned, Likud, we see it says Likud, in the Beir Agra, apparently was a reference to one particular, when they went through the notebooks of the Gra on Shulchan Aruch, the one that was called Likud. It may have been the one that was meant most halacha, the Likud may have been meant particularly to express the Gra's own Piske halacha. So in the first version, he just says the source of Shulchan Aruch is Tosfos. In the Likud version, the Gra writes Shulchan Aruch said that lahachmir avo smak kase b'shem re the smak quotes from Yochio the einachal ma'ashamur chachamim. V'chein kasu kama poskim. Many other poskim right there as well. You have to figure out who, but I'm not 100% sure who the kama many poskim are. But the Gra already sounds like he's open to considering the Shita Mekila, which is very significant. And again, it had been raised by the Hagosh Sharidura B'Shei Maharai as a Tzad Safik. Not like Rabbi Yechiel, who was totally made. You know, Rabbi Yechiel held that all those classic scenarios of Darvach Harif are Heter Gamer. You chop the onion, garnish. The onion is not Darvach Harif. That's a Shid Rabbi Yechiel. So that we reject. Mechaber doesn't even mention it. The Ramah didn't mention him explicitly either. Ramah just said Safik. The Shach says the background to Ramah Sifalef is we're willing to consider onion to be a suffix. So if I'm not even sure, let's say if I'm not sure that cut the onion with a parva knife or a fleshig knife, so it sounds from that shach and sifkan alf, but then I would say sveksveker. I'm not even sure if it was a fleshig knife at all. Maybe it was a parva knife. Maybe it was a fleshig knife. How did the shitor ben yichin? And which the Gra anyhow seems to be particularly open to. Okay. But again, aside from Safik, we do assume that onions and garlic and horseradish are all Dvarim Charifin, scallions are Dvarim Charifin, and then you also said Peros Chamutzim, that was from the Or Chaim, I believe, Peros Chamutzim, yeah, Or Chaim, and Dagim Meluchim, salted fish, herring, yeah, herrings, is that true? You cut a herring? Lox. You slice lox with a fleshic knife, now you can't have it with your cream cheese? Really? Every piece of lox is a davar harf? Every piece of herring is a davar harf? So you speared a piece of herring. If you use the wooden toothpicks, so you're good to go, unless the toothpicks are already pre-used. If you use your fingers, you don't have a davar harf issue, you have a davar harf issue. Both start with a dalet. But let's say you have a clean fleshik fork and you spear a piece of herring with a fleshik fork. So now you're actually going to consider the herring to be fleshik. Really? Because it's davar harf. So the shach says that not so fast. Not so fast. Sifkat and tezayin the shach. He says mashma. Shulchan Aruch said the dagim aluchim. Mashma l'dasa mechaber asur mekdei netila. So it would seem that based on the Mechaber and Sifkan Alf, you cut the salted fish with a treifa knife. You have to take off and throw away an inch. And el dasa rav lechad chila surim kula, but yever tzarach l'shak edin etila. Right, that's what it sounds like. However, he says, if you look at the Taras Chatas, the Ramon of Taras Chatas writes, in chatech dagim aluchim b'sakan shel ezer, tzarach greida. Just have to do greida, like the lefes. It's an adavar harf. It's just soft and mushy, so you have to scrape the surface. If you cut it before it was even salted, at that point it's firm. You only have to do greida, just rinse it. Wow. And he says, you look earlier. That's, he says, I quoted it in Simon Samachtes and Simon Melicha. So what's going on? Is Dag Meluchim, here the Ramah didn't disagree. Ramah seems to accept that Dag Meluchim are Davacharv. But in the Taurus Chatas, he says it's not Davacharv. So how do you miyashiv that? So he says the answer is that's brisket tarts. That's Tzvedinim. No, not really brisket tarts. But I say that totally tongue in cheek. But it says that there are two different degrees of Melicha. Machab Tzarech Lomar, Machab Ramayik, Shem Meluchim B'Yosef. It's very exceptionally salty. So then when you have a combination of sakina and to create davar charev with salt has to be exceptionally salty. Something's a little bit salty, it's not called davar charev. So I have if I have salted butter, unsalted butter. So if I have cold salted butter, and I take a cold fleshek knife and plunge it into the salted butter, clean fleshek knife. So we don't say that that's a davar charef, and now I have to worry about bleeds from the fleshek knife. No, you have to actually have to clean off the surface of the fleshek knife. Now there's milk and grease all over it. The fleshek knife was clean, the butter is totally fine. Or, he says here, I slice regular lox with a fleshek knife, the lox is still a clean fleshek knife, then the lox is still parv. The lox is still part. Nor vas, he says, if it's exceptionally, it's very, very salty. I'm not sure about sardines. I'm not much of a sardines person, but they're not so salty. Not so salty. Kippers?
Oh, I don't know about those.
So that's it. But in general, how do you determine how harp it has to be for it to be a double?
See, that's a question. So we're going to have to work with the examples that we're getting here.
Especially like fruit. It says,
yeah, Paris Chamutzim. In terms of the Paris Chamutzim, you take a look. Take a Paris Chamutz Takamachlokas. See the Beis Yosef quotes from the Orchaz Chaim when the Rishon of Provence that Paris Chamutzim are acidic fruits are davar charev. You take a look in the Taz Sivkatan Tez B'Taurus Chatas. He writes, "B'shem Yisrael Hatarach Tapuchim Chamutzim Lo Mikri Davar Charf." Tapuchim Chamutzim probably means something like crab apples, I assume. This is not that's not Davar Charf. He says, "B'makom Hefti Yesh L'Smochalza." And they go on to talk about borscht. Also, Mashke Sha'osa B'Medinas Rusia Misubin in Mayim Shekoro So Borscht. I don't think that's what we call borscht. We call borscht is made with beets. He's talking about some sort of water and bran. That sounds more like postum. Subin and mayim. It seems like it would go acidic in some way. So is it davar charef? Others are mako. We have to work with the examples that we have. So let's say another example coming up. We're not there yet. Sivdal is going to talk about lemons. So lemons are considered to be a davar charef. We'll see. Sometimes there's other room to make the way lemons are processed. But a lemon is a davar charef. That may be what we have in along the lines of what we have in mind with the peiros chamutzim. And garlic and onion and chorein and radish. So those are sort of the classic examples. And very salty fish. So those are, you sort of triangulate from there. Yeah, the Pesachei Tshuva has a whole discussion about the onions. I'm not sure that his scenario is relevant to us, but there's a different scenario which is relevant. Sifkat and Gimel of Pesachei Tshuva. Kisra Rava Gala Rabbeinu Daniel. That's all. I'm not sure who that is. It seems like it was that may be a manuscript that Pesachei Tshuva had access to. Kosav Nira Dahani B'Tzalm K'Shem Ketani Meinu Charifin Kol Kach. When the onions are still small, they're not as sharp. So he's not sure that the smaller onions are sharp enough. Your issue, like, where you draw the line? He says, if it's less sharp than typical onions, see, he would be mako if if it's a smaller onion and it's a sakin shein banyamos, or like a svek sveka, b'makom hefsim. B'makom hefsim is willing to rely on that. I'm not sure that I'm not sure which he's referring to, shallots. I'm not sure what sort of onions are less sharp. But I would point out in that context, the post can point out that once the onion, the davar anir alayin, or hanigar shlachech, is that once the onions are sauteed, then they lose their harifas. That's for sure. It's not a crown of being an onion. It's a question of metzias. Let's see the Rama as well. We have a few minutes to take a look at the Rama in Sif Beis. So Rama says, look, even though the Mechaber just passed like the Rabbeinu Baruch, Tosus Rabbeinu Baruch, the Rambam against Rabbeinu Yechiel, that we are concerned about other Dvarim Harifim, not just the three that appear in Chazal, not just Sinon and Chiltus and Silka, but even other Dvarim Harifim. However, Mikol Makom, there are certain Dvarim Harifim that we're not worried about. You would think that if I buy a prepared sharp food from the Nachrim, it should automatically be a problem. Maybe not. Mikol Makom Mutro Lechol Mirkachas Harifim Shal Goyim Kegon Zangvil.
Ginger,
right. The chayotzebo, you buy some sort of cooked ginger dish from the non-Jews. Yesh lahem kelim yuchadim lakach, o tolshin oso. We're not worried about any blia of tarfus into the zangvel, into the ginger, because they have dedicated equipment for processing the ginger, or alternatively, they may be cracking it by hand without cutting it at all. So what does this mean? And where does it come from? So number the Gra. The Gura in Sifkat and Yud Aleph Ray tells you that there's a source for this. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas talks about a himlasa, some sort of ginger dish that you're buying from the Nachrim. The Gemara that's in the sixth bracket of Brachas is talking about what bracha do you make. But the presumption is that's kosher. So the Rishonim already, that's what the next piece of the Gura, Sinai, he sees from the Likud. Mahai himlasa kanal, ayin Mordechai shom. The Mordechai in Brachas, the Mordechai in the sixth pack of brachas derives this from that Gemara. Apparently, there's no kashas problem. Now, why is there no kashas problem? So you take a look in the Darkei Moshe, Sifkan Dalet, here in the bottom of the tour. See, it's a well-known Darkei Moshe, but I think when you put all the pieces together, I think you boil it down to predominantly two approaches to be matarit. Number one, and the Shach is already talking about a lot of this. Number one is Tam Klaim Lav Yomon. That's one approach in Rishonim, the Darkei Moshe quotes. That Stam Klay Nachar Lav Yomon. In other words, if you hold like the Maharam, that the whole the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that says that's Machil Shach, that's only Chiltus because it's super sharp and not anything else. Okay, so that's. That's one approach. But the Darkei Moshe goes on to say, but we don't pass them that way. We are concerned about Ein Ben Yom, by all Dvarim Harifim. Right? The Mechaber already said that. Mechaber said that in Sefalf. He had presented both opinions. Right? He had first said, only if it's clean, only if it's a Ben Yomo. But Yeshom, Mechaber back in Sefalf, Yeshom, who had Ein Ben Yomo. So Darkei Moshe says, well, if you are concerned by Ein Ben Yom, not just by Chiltus, by Old Dvarim Harifin, and the other way to understand the why this Mirkachas Shal Zangvil is Mutter, he says, look in the Mordechai and Brachas. And that's the Rama is quoting here. The Mordechai and Brachas says that this mirkachas was typically made either with dedicated equipment or by hand. Now it's which then means, by the way, if you look at the Ramah in context, you understand what the context is. So what's the significance of the Ramah telling me about this Mirkacha Shel Zangvil? I don't have any Mirkacha Shel Zangvil. I haven't seen a store selling Mirkacha Shel Zangvil in a while. But what's the larger significance of what Ramah is telling me?
Fruits are cut up, or well, this is never current, but still, like, you could assume that the cleave they use.
I don't know if you could assume if the facts are that it's being done with kelim yuchadim, that's mutter, and it by implication, otherwise not. In other words, what the Ramah is doing, the Darkei Moshe presented two ways to explain why Merkacha Shel Goyim is mutter. The Gemara says Mekayin Brach is Merkacha Shel Goyim is mutter. Why is it mutter? The Ramah is taking approach number two, that of the Mordechai and Brachas, as the Gemara said, this is the Ein Mordechai Shem, as opposed to approach number one. Approach number one had been, I'm not worried about a Sakane Ben Yomo, except by Hiltus. Ramah is avoiding that by instead saying, no, this is talking about Kasher Sakane. Because it's a sakim, it's only used for fruit. In other words, Ramah is taking a stand. The Ramah is quietly taking a stand on the Ein Ben Yomo issue. The Chabad represents two opinions. Ramah is telling you should know that we're machmer. We're machmer on the Ein Ben Yomo, not just by.
Isn't that basically the same as what he's saying in the previous? If you have a choice, if you're in the store and you have a choice. Unless you're not so fat, it was cut with.
Although here there's only. Here there's only. What's it called? Here the only merkachas available is this. I don't have fresh ginger. I can go to the store and buy some sort of ginger product that was made in some other country where they grow ginger and it was shipped here. That's my only access. What's actually fascinating is, based on the previous if, you would have thought we would say, particularly the way the Shach presents it, right there, well, this Svek Sveika, so why didn't I say here, well, the Zangvil should be mutter, because number one, Stam claim Ein Ben Yomon, so that's a Safik, and number two, it's Zangvil, it's not Snow or Hiltus, and that's a Safik. So he didn't say Svek Sveika. Right? Before, Rama was Mako business Svek Sveika. So l'chora, it means he's not willing to make it just based on those halachic sveikas. He wants to start with, if you've done a real suffix, his name is Don Marva Chatzina, then what to talk about. Suffix was Don Marva Chatzina, then I can mitzarev. They can mitzarev well, and maybe I should make on the Ein Ben Yomo. Maybe I should make if it's not so mechutzes. Those alone, he's not willing to just be mitzarev a few shitos. He went to Masarif those Shitos together with a real Suffolk and Metzias. But here, all it is, if all it is just, you know, the Machlok is about other Dvarim Harifim, Machlok is about Ein Ben Yomo, that alone he's not going to be Mekon. That's all you have, then we are Machman.